Soundtown, the iconic flagship hotel, now open. Book now on addresshotels.com.
Yeah, we're talking Eminem. What's going on?
So he was performing at the Bonnaroo Music Festival, and at the end of one of his songs, the audience thought they heard a gunshot. It was a sound effect. Have a listen to what the audience heard.
All right, this is the audience, what they heard. He's gonna kill you. Oh, yeah.
Sounds like a gunshot. Everyone, obviously, with everything that's going on.
Yeah, but the song says, I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah.
It's just what the song is.
Yes. He's gonna kill you. But with recent events, when you hear that, everyone went into a bit of a panic thinking, oh my goodness, something is going on. And he's been heavily criticized, but now a spokesperson for Eminem has come out to say, contrary to inaccurate reports, Eminem does not use gunshot sound effects during his live show. It was actually a pyrotechnic concussion, which creates a loud boom, which he's been using in his concert for years. But for some reason,
Let's hear it again. One more time. He's gonna kill you. So, no, I added the last bit in.
No,
why are you all looking at me like it's a gunshot? I mean, just relax. I'm not saying anything wrong here. Even if there was a gun, he's got a lot of music with gunshots in there.
Yeah.
I love Eminem. A lot of his old school stuff. There's one that they make the beat out of gunshot, like it's the rifling back and forth.
It's because when the song ended.
Yep.
And because of everything that's been going on.
So are we saying right now no music can ever have a gunshot in it?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so that's it.
I say, yeah.
All right, no music to have gunshots in there.
Well, it caused panic, and that could cause lot of problems.
Why would you want it to be in there? Horrible. Don't you think?
I think there's some good songs. I'll get you some that use that as beats. It's part of an old gangster hip-hop rap. Like, that's 80% of it was talking about there. I'm not saying guns are good.
No.
I think that should be banned.
Of course.
Especially in America.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying, again, I feel like we are going up. Now everything's banned. Stop that. Do this. We don't want this. That. When does it stop?
Well, the only reason everyone talked about it was because there was mass panic.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it wasn't mass panic.
So
I don't think there was the 8,000 people were like, oh my gosh, ow! It's probably a couple of people went, oh my gosh, I got a fright. Like when a firecracker goes off somewhere unexpected.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I don't know. Like, I just don't. He's gonna kill you. I just think we all get really sensitive now where everyone's like, oh, stop. I don't know. That's my thoughts. It's like the place is gonna be boring. World's gonna be boring. Can't say that. They're going through it right now on Australian television, like jokes about like that you would say back 20 years ago. Like it'd be us. There used to be a show called Wogs Out of Work and Acropolis Now, which was about like ethnics, like Lebanese, Greeks and Italians.
Like yourself.
Opening up like coffee shops. And the humor was, it wasn't racist, but it was Australians versus the ethnics. And that then was very funny. Now they can't do that on television.
Yeah.
And all my ethnic mates who work in television Australia are disappointed because they want to make fun of themselves, but they can't even make fun of themselves because people are like, oh, you can't say that. That's not going to be looked at the right way.
Mm.
You know, I feel like just we've got to sometimes relax. I don't know.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from that point. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying out of this. We're all so sensitive.
Mm.
You know, especially with social media, everyone now has their little voice where they put up their comments and anyway, we'll move on. Finally,
this is a sweet story. George Clooney was honored with a Life Achievement Award by the American Film Institute in Los Angeles this week. And it was really sweet because Amal Clooney, his wife, was the one who presented the award to him. And her speech actually brought George to tears.
Oh, that's cute.
He is the person who has my complete admiration and also the person whose smile makes me melt every time. My love. What I have found with you is the great love that I always hoped.
If you want to hear and see the full speech, hit up Instagram right now, Chris Fade Show, or get us at Virgin Radio DXB. It's 8:43. Thank you, Pretty Mullet. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out on fries.
Still to come, Feed Me Now. Man, you got to hear this trending story. Hold on, it's Virgin.